42 WLS weather. It'll be sunny today. A chance of snow flurries near the lake. And cloudy weather for tonight. High today, 15. Low tonight, back down to 10. Actually, it's 8 now at WLS with wind chill 24 below zero.
The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down to the big lake they call Gitchagumi. The lake, it is said, never gives up her dead when the skies of November turn gloomy. With a load of iron ore, 26,000 tons more than the Edmund Fitzgerald weighed empty. That good ship and true was a bone to be chewed when the gales of November came early. The ship was the prize. Coming back from some mill in Wisconsin. As the big freighters go, it was bigger than most, with a crew and a captain well seasoned. The dawn came late and the breakfast had to wait when the gales of November came slashing. When afternoon came, it was freezing rain in the face of a hurricane west wind. To feed you. At 7 p.m. a main hatchway caved in. He said, fellas, it's been good to know you. The captain wired in, he had water coming in, and the good ship and crew was in peril. And later that night, when his lights went out of sight, came the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Does anyone know where the love of God goes when the waves turn the minutes to hours? The searchers all say they'd have made Whitefish Bay if they put 15 more miles behind her. They might have split up or they might have capsized. They may have drove deep and took water.
Stop by your nearest participating 7-Eleven store and enter the WLS Playboy Music Poll. You could even win a Datsun station wagon or some other great prize.
Let me tell you something sort of funny about the watch business at Christmas. At Robinson Jewelers, we always seem to sell many, many men's watches in mid-December, and then many, many ladies' watches at the end of December. We've always wondered why and finally figured out what you may have concluded just by listening, simply that women shop earlier and men shop later. Whenever you shop for Christmas gifts, if you'll stop at Robinson Jewelers, you'll find what the recipients on your list really want. Seiko watches, for instance. Seiko was America's most wanted watch. They have such beautiful styles that a Seiko watch from Robinson Jewelers is not only an accurate timepiece, but also beautiful jewelry. And you'll find the newest Seiko watch styles at Robinson Jewelers at the South Lake Mall, northwest corner of Indiana, intersection of I-65 and Route 30, Fox Valley Mall, North Riverside Park Mall at Cermak and Harlem, Northbrook Court in Northbrook off Eden's Expressway, Orland Square at the upper level, Center Court, River Oaks, new Robinson Jewelry store between Marshall Fields and Sears across from Osco Drug, Woodfield, upper level near Sears.
Everyone's looking to find what's best in the things they do and the music they hear.
I'll go along with that.
Take on the challenge of Pabst Blue Ribbon if you're looking for a quality beer.
All right, what's the Pabst Challenge?
Compare our beer with any other. Try it once and you'll discover the best beer taste. Bring it home to you. With Pabst Blue Ribbon, the quality always comes through.
You know something? Pabst is really a great tasting beer.
Compare our beer with any other. Try it once and you'll discover the best beer taste. We're bringing home to you. With Pabst Blue Ribbon, the quality always comes through. With Pabst Blue Ribbon, the quality always comes through.
Pabst, since 1844.
Suntan lotion, perfect tanning lotion for the perfect tan. Get some today at your Florida Kmart stores.
Music Radio, the Bayless.
This is Laurel Ornish, WLS News. A three-alarm fire at an apartment building in the 3900 block of South Ellis has claimed the life of two persons and left up to 65 homeless this morning. Officer Donald Pozatsky told WLS News.
There's one DOA. We have no description. It was male or female. And approximately four other persons were hurt. One suffered a broken leg when he jumped from a third floor window. And we have approximately 60 to 65 persons that were residing in that building at the station right now.
The body of a second person, a baby, was discovered in the rubble near the body of the other deceased. Cause of the blaze is undetermined. The Red Cross is aiding in providing food, clothing, and necessary relocation for those left homeless. A 32-year-old man and a 25-year-old woman were found shot to death in their apartment at 4300 West 21st Place. Dead are Norman Doss and Wendy Armstrong, whose bodies were discovered after three friends of the couple spotted a man leaving the building as they were walking up to the apartment. Police have no motive for the slaying. A judge in Provo, Utah has carried out the orders of the state pardon board and sentenced Gary Gilmore to be executed at sunrise on Monday. More on the courtroom drama from ABC's Greg Dobbs.
Lawyer appointed 3 weeks ago by Utah Supreme Court to represent Gary Gilmore and who fought for Gary Gilmore's execution before the court today tried to appeal the execution, but the judge in the lower court told him that the Supreme Court had dismissed him, that Gary Gilmore had dismissed him, and he no longer represented the condemned man. And then toward the end of the session, Gilmore asked the judge for the following. I understand, he said, that unless I get a ruling from you, I'll be hooded during my execution and seated in a chair. I don't want that silly black hood, he said, and I want to stand. The judge said he would notify the warden of Gilmore's wish. Greg Dobbs, ABC News at the County Courthouse, Provo, Utah.
Meanwhile, in Springfield, the legislature will vote on two bills today which will restore the Illinois death penalty. The bill is sponsored chiefly by Chicago Democrat Roman Kosinski.
Sometimes people take a dim view of discharging a committee because of the committee system, even though they might be in favor of legislation. In terms of the House, I predict a passage of the bill. I think the more difficult task of a discharging committee went overwhelmingly, and I would suspect the bill will also.
The House rejected an amendment to the bill which would have forced legislators voting in favor of capital punishment to witness the executions. The Commercial Union Assurance Company has filed a civil suit against Gilmore. The company wants to recover nearly $46,000 in payment they made to the family of a man Gilmore admits killing. His trial for murdering David Max Jensen has been continued indefinitely while the state seeks to execute him. Lodge 1487 of the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers has gone on strike against Butler Aviation. The employees have been without a contract since midnight Wednesday. The head of Butler, Tom Camo, told WLS News the other locals of the union will not be affected since they maintain separate contracts.
The O'Hare group is one local, and they are all out in strike. Other bases of Butler Aviation are not part of the same local, and will not, their contract is not up, therefore they will not be on strike.
Camo says the talks had been held with the assistance of a federal mediator, but no further talks have been scheduled at this time. He says they're waiting for the union to make the next move. The first big snows of the year should remind you that Christmas is approaching faster and faster. And the U.S. Postal Service says airmail deadlines for mailing your holiday packages and letters are coming up soon. The deadline to assure prompt delivery of a package is December 3rd. That's tomorrow. You should get your holiday letters and greeting cards in the mail by the 10th. That's a week from Friday. Wisconsin State Commission has determined that a woman fired from the Lake Geneva Playboy Club for losing her so-called bunny image is not a victim of sex discrimination. Former bunny Karen Smith was fired after 2 years working there because she had, quote, flabby underarms and lackluster hair. However, the commission ruled that lack of bunny image could not be discrimination because those characteristics are not peculiar to females and the club has no male bunnies to compare them with. WLS Sports, it was the Boston Bruins of the Blackhawks 5-3 in Chicago last night. Jean Rattel scored 2 goals and assisted on another to lead the Bruins in their 10th win in 13 games. Former Oakland A's manager Alvin Dark has been hired by the Cubs as a first base coach for next season. Dark was a Cub player back in 1957 and 58, and he was a member of the Cubs coaching staff in 65. Detroit Tiger pitching sensation Mark Fidrich has been named the American League Rookie of the Year. Muhammad Ali said at an Atlanta news conference that the worst thing he can do will be to go back into the ring. And he says he will not return to boxing in any other capacity. Ali was making a promotional appearance for his upcoming autobiographical movie. President Ford has been invited to play in next month's $240,000 Bing Crosby Pro-Am at Pebble Beach. The president has not as yet responded to the invitation. WLS weather, partly sunny with a chance of snow flurries near the lake. Partly cloudy tonight, cloudy and warmer tomorrow with snow likely again. Winds will be northerly up to 25 miles an hour today. High today 15, low tonight down to 10, with a high tomorrow 23. The official WLS temperature is 8 degrees with a wind chill factor of 24 below zero. Now here's the WLS Agriculture Report. Agriculture Department sources report today there may be a decision by the middle of the month on whether they make any change beginning January 1st in the government's price support rate for milk. Spokespersons for milk producers have asked for an increase, but while USDA officials are making no comment about their coming decision, the formula they've been following so far this year would not indicate any boost is likely for the quarter beginning New Year's Day. That's the WLS Agriculture Report. This is Laurel Ornish.
If you need the fire department in an emergency in Chicago, there's a new number to call. 911. It's fast and easy to dial. When life and property is at stake, remember 911, a public service of the City of Chicago.
WLS. Getting it said for Chicago.
Music Radio WLS Chicago.
Station, say WLS and win an electronic playground. schedule for snow flurries near the lake. I've been in a few hours. I haven't the foggiest notion if it's doing it now. As a matter of fact, high today is supposed to be 15 at any rate. It's 8 degrees now at WLS with a wind chill factor 24 below zero. 503.
If I hear you calling, but I can't come home right now. Me and the boys are playing, and we just can't find the sound.
Today, but snowy weather again for Chicago. Today's high of 15, 8 degrees right now with a wind chill factor 24 below zero. We'd like to invite you to stop into the Playback store in the Bolingbrook Shopping Center in Bolingbrook or a Playback on Chicago Avenue in Evanston. Fill out an official entry blank to win your very own electronic playground from WLS.
The boys from The Boys Are Back in Town are back. Time around, they brought you The Boys Are Back in Town. Well, this time, Phil Lynott, Scott Gorham, Brian Downey, and Brian Robertson are back to bring you a rockin', stompin', incredible new album, Johnny the Fox. Now, Johnny the Fox from Thin Lizzy on Mercury Records and Tapes. The Boys Are Back. Back in front.
And The Boys are available at Just For The Record. It's a place located in Mount Prospect.
I was really impressed. There are a lot of hi-fi stores around, but they get the right attitude.
Mike King, veteran recording engineer.
In my particular case, you know, I know equipment. That's my business. I've bought and built systems for people, and I bought it there. The thing that really impressed me is the fact that, well, buy it, take it home, and if you don't like it, bring it back, and we'll get you something that you will like. No questions asked. Playback's got a big selection of equipment. Anything that's made in high fidelity and stereo sound, they've got. And it was all in stock. Like, you didn't have to wait 3 weeks to get it. They give a good discount. I was super impressed.
The pros, they're into Playback. Are you?
Special Project One's newest stereo cassette tape deck, $188.
WLS, good taste is what we bring to you. The Pabst Blue Ribbon, the quality always comes.
quality in beer began? Well, in this country, it dates from 1844, when Pabst started as the first of the great Milwaukee brewers. That was a big day for beer drinkers, because Pabst started brewing beer a new way, a premium way. You might say the Pabst people invented premium beer.
The quality always comes through.
Pabst quality is not something you just talk about. It's something you can taste. That's why Pabst challenges you to taste and compare Blue Ribbon to any other premium beer.
Compare our beer with try us once and you'll discover the best beer taste. We'll bring it home to you.
You can taste the quality.
Pabst Blue Ribbon, the quality always comes through.
Pabst, since 1844.
The quality always comes through. The best music, WALS.
9 minutes after 5 o'clock, 8 degrees right now with a wind chill factor 24 below zero. WLS and the Doobies.
Jumping that paddle wheel, bumping black swan, keep rolling on fast just the same.
Oh, black water, keep on rolling.
Mississippi moon, won't you keep on shining on me?
Oh, black water, keep on rolling.
Mississippi moon, won't you keep on shining on me?
Oh, black water, keep on rolling.
Mississippi moon, won't you keep on shining on me?
Dixieland, pretty mama, come and take me by the hand.
I want a hand, take me by the hand, pretty mama, come dance with your daddy all night long.
I like to hear some funk at Dixieland, pretty mama, come and take me by the hand.
I want a hand, take me by the hand, pretty mama, come dance with your daddy all night long.
I like to hear some funk at Dixieland, pretty mama, come and take me by the hand.
Come on, baby.
Is this Julie Severtson?
Yes, it is.
Julie, what's your favorite radio station?
WLS.
Well, congratulations. You are now the proud owner of a $1,000 Project One Mark 21 stereo system.
Oh, my God. Oh, you're kidding.
No, does that sound good?
Oh, it sounds excellent.
Well, it really is. In addition to a powerful amplifier, this super system features a DR4 turntable and two AS12 speakers. And, Julie, it's all yours.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
Listen, it's furnished by Playback, the electronic playground. Playback has the experts and the expertise to help keep your prize in top condition for years to come. Congratulations from WLS and Playback.
Thank you.
This was recorded from phone calls we made from entries you sent us. Remember, if we call and ask the name of your favorite radio station, say WLS and win your very own electronic playground.
When I grow up to be
WLS at 5:15 in the morning. WLS, say it and win.
True value hardware, it's more than a name. It's our way of doing business, a promise not just a claim.
This Christmas, True Value suggests you give a gift that will stand the test of time. Their December bargain of the month, the Lancaster Colonial Pendulum Timepiece by Spartus. It's only $9.99. It's hand-finished, grained wood-tone cabinet and hinged front crystal door. A nice decorator touch, and it has a dependable swinging electric pendulum movement. Give the Lancaster Colonial Pendulum Timepiece by Spartacus $9.99. Bargain of the month at True Value.
True Value Hardware, it's more than just a name. It's a way of doing business that needs True Value.
Everyone's looking to find what's best in the things they do.
Plenty of Aztec suntan lotion. As a matter of fact, you can pick up some at your Florida Kmart stores, you people in that area.
WLS.
Come on, Daniel. Angels reminding you that Christmas cards are available through the Proviso Association for Retarded Kids. For a free color brochure, call up 547-5908. Snow flurries near the lake with a high today of 15, 8 degrees now. Wind chill factor 24 below zero.
Yeah. 24, we're in a teenage today. Temperatures will not get out of the teens for a high. Some lake effect flurries are possible today also. Right now the temperature is 5. The wind chill is 25. Sadness for the first family this morning. I'm Lyle Dean, WLS News. A report from Lebanon, Tennessee, just outside Nashville, that President Ford's half-brother, Leslie Henry King, was killed this morning when his car hit a semi-trailer truck on Interstate 40. Leslie Henry King was 53. There is sadness out of a three-alarm fire at 39th and Ellis this morning. The first on the scene was policeman Milton Erickson, and he tells WLS,
"There was a call to check for a fire, and I went in there over that location, and the fire already had pretty well started. There was flames were shooting out from the second floor, which was the apartment of the deceased and the injured. Like I said, it was a family of 11. They were all asleep at the time."
Two of that family died, the mother and a baby daughter. That was at 39th and Ellis. According to a new congressional study, Jimmy Carter will get the balanced budget he has promised to deliver. A report by congressional economic advisors predicts there will be a surplus in the federal budget by 1981 or 1982. The prediction says federal spending will increase by as much as 40%, but tax revenues will grow at double that rate. President Ford is keeping a low profile in the White House. Spokesman Ron Nessen says Ford has initiated private meetings with oil-producing nations in hopes of persuading them not to raise prices. Details of those talks have not been disclosed. The president thus far has not commented on the U.S. steel industry's 6% price increase that went into effect yesterday. A new security system that electronically raises a 12-inch wide steel beam across the White House gates has passed its first test. The $550,000 system was installed after a man crashed a car through the gate last year. Another man tried it yesterday. The gate passed its first test. The Senate Foreign Relations Committee has issued a transcript of last week's meeting with Jimmy Carter during the president-elect's visit to Washington. It shows Carter made a concerted effort to convince the lawmakers that he'll listen to them and gave a detailed explanation of how they can get through to him by using an unlisted phone number or private mailbox. Transit workers in their walkout in Pittsburgh, now 2 days old. The local transit authority is going to court this afternoon to try to force an end to the strike by members of the Amalgamated Transit Union. WLS Sports, the Hawks lost to the Bruins last night 5-3. Lots of college basketball last night. The worst news is for the Hoosiers. Indiana's 33-game winning streak was stopped last night. Toledo edged the Hoosiers 59-57. Marquette over St. Leo of Florida 80-39. Purdue beat Butler 77-56. DePaul over Northwestern in overtime 75-73. Notre Dame dumped Cal Poly Tech 93-67. Illinois College over Millikan, 72-69, and North Central topped Roosevelt, 98-84. WLS weather, partly sunny today away from the lake. Could be a lake-effect snowstorm closer in. It'll be warmer tomorrow with snow likely. Today's high should be 16, tonight's low 10, tomorrow's high 23. The WLS temperature is now 5, with a wind chill of 25 below. I'm Lyle Dean.
Radio WLS Chicago.
Time to thaw out Bob Surratt's mouth. Good morning. Larry Lujack Show at 5:28 from WLS.
Muskrat, muskrat, candlelight. Doing the town and doing it right in the evening. It's pretty pleasing. Do the jitterbug out in Muskrat Land, and they shear me. Sammy's so skinny,
Tots campaign is Saturday, Civic Center, 11:30 a.m. A reminder from WLS.
I'm so in love with you. Whatever you want to do is all right with me.
Surratt for Larry Lujack, who is on vacation. He sure knows how to pick those good weeks to be away, doesn't he? It's 8 degrees officially in Chicago, and the wind chill makes feel like it's 24 below zero, as you will find out when you step outside this morning. There is a chance of some snow flurries near the lake, and we've had some overnight, but nothing like yesterday. No snow to contend with. During the crush hour this morning, it'll just be that extreme cold. The high today will only be 15. And around the country, things aren't much better. With the snow we had yesterday now falling in most of the Great Lakes region, except for the Chicago area, western New York has had 4 feet of snow the past couple of days. And during the six-hour period ending at 1 o'clock this morning, they got a couple inches of new snow at Buffalo, New York, Niagara Falls, New York, and Muskegon, Michigan, where it's been snowing, I think, for the past couple weeks, it seems. And snow is falling from eastern South Dakota through Iowa this morning, northern Illinois, and into the Ohio Valley. Rain across much of the Florida Peninsula. Early morning temperatures are below zero from northern Michigan across Wisconsin, Minnesota, and eastern North Dakota. Temperatures are from 15 to 20 degrees below zero across much of northern Minnesota and eastern North Dakota. So we're in a heat wave compared to that. About the only place you can go to warm up is Southern California, where their lows this morning are in the 60s. Oh, that sounds good.
Hello, I'm Connie Stevens. For gift-giving this season,
if anyone on your your shopping list is into hobbies and crafts, Ace has the gift, the original Moto Tool Kit by Dremel. Attach one of the 30 accessories to the variable speed Moto Tool, and you can handle hundreds of hobby and craft jobs. Save over $9, regularly $49.47. Now Ace sale priced at only $39.88. Or how about the Dremel Moto Shop, a complete workshop for hundreds of hobby, craft, and home repair jobs. Save over $14, regularly $53.97. Now Ace sale priced till December 6th at only $39.88 at participating Ace Hardware Store. See other gift ideas in the Big Ace Christmas sale ad in today's and tomorrow's Tribune and tomorrow's Sun-Times.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware man. La, la, la.
For most of us, this is probably the busiest time of the year. There are family get-togethers, shopping trips, parties with friends. It seems like there are 100 things we have to arrange and take care of. But we at Household Finance would like to suggest that you also take time to explain something to the children in your family. Explain to them what the season is really all about. That it's a season of giving, of sharing, of making others happy without wondering whether we'll get something in return. We're all so busy this time of year that it's easy for us to lose sight of the real meaning of all our activity. We hope you'll remember that meaning and have a very happy holiday. And we'd like to remind you that we're here to help your family with its wants, its needs, its dreams all year round. Household Finance, an equal opportunity lender.
Great, great taste with half the calories. Lemony-like taste without the calories. The time is right for lemony Pepsi Light.
Until now, you had to choose between good taste and low calories. Until now. Now there's Pepsi Light, with only half the calories of regular colas and refreshing lemony taste.
The time is right for Pepsi Light. Lemony Pepsi Light. We put a little lemony taste in and took out half the calories.
Pepsi Light, the cola with the lemony taste in and half the calories out.
We put a little lemony taste in and took out half the calories. The time is right for Pepsi Light. Lemony Pepsi Light. We put a little lemony taste in and took out half the calories. The time is right for Pepsi Light.
Northwest, 6 degrees. That's the temperature at O'Hare this morning. Downtown near the lake, 13. And it's 5:39 at WLS.
You've got a cute way of talking. You've got the better of me. Just snap your fingers and I'm walking.
Thank you.
$1,000 in prizes from our Playback Electronic Playground. WLS, just say it and win. 18 minutes before 6 o'clock, and Bob Surratt is up in the morning and off to the radio station because Larry Lou Jack's on vacation this week. Good to have you with us this morning.
$1,000. It's not a lot of money for a car. Not anymore. You can pay that much for a Chevy. Hanley Dawson Cadillac presents the 1977 Cadillac Coupe de Ville. $79.95. Come in and place your order today for a Cadillac. If you're paying Cadillac prices, you're important to us. Respectfully, Hanley Dawson Cadillac. 630 North Rush at Ontario.
Say, Price, what would you say about someone who'd never tasted fresh ground bean coffee like our AMP 8 o'clock?
Well, Pride, I'd say they hadn't tasted coffee.
You haven't tasted coffee? You think you've tasted coffee, but you haven't tasted coffee. Coffee, as it was meant to be. You haven't tasted coffee until you taste the fresh ground full roast coffee. The 8 o'clock bean coffee we sell at AMP. That's a pretty good reason to come on down to your A&P, folks.
And I can think of another one. Our 8 o'clock coffee costs less than other leading brands.
So you see, there's never been a better time to try it.
That's right. You can save money on fresh ground 8 o'clock coffee. Available in all A&P stores in this area.
And taste that superb blend, rich in Brazilian coffee. Until you taste fresh ground 8 o'clock, you have tasted coffee.